Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 38 degrees.
NACBF. This is 10-0 UDP.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 40 degrees.
This is KFACPP. Yes, I do have a copy. I heard you loud and clear.
Okay, so that's what we're doing. This is my UV5. My DM1702 didn't really work.
Okay, I see. Why isn't your DMR or that second radio that you mentioned not working? Okay, yeah, your signal quality just became poor again. It's cutting in and out of the repeater.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 45 degrees.
KFACPP monitoring.
KCWYE Golf Cart Mobile.
KFACPP, this is KFACLL. Do you copy? This is KFACPP. Yes, I do have a copy. I heard you loud and clear.
All right, well, that's nice to hear. I'm actually in Lansing, so repeater's going to be an easy access with my handy-talkie this time. Alright. That's cool. Well, just checking to see if you were coming through. I'm going to go clear on your computer. I'm going to let you go, and I'll see you around. 73 from KFACPP will be going clear. You, buddy, went clear way too fast there. KFACLL will be going clear as well. Clear on your final room. Whatever they say. I'm outside, and there's a squirrel standing there on his hind legs with his hands together. Oh, there he goes. He's running away. Seeing weird things out here. All right, KF8CLO, we'll be going clear.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees.
KFACPP monitoring.
KFACPP, Dallas.
Hello there. This is KFACPP. I'm just hanging out with my best friend and stuff, just making contacts on the radio and stuff. So, yeah. So, could you say your contact or your call sign again? I didn't quite catch it. I heard K-E and then nothing else.
Okay, listen real close. K-Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, Roger.
Alright, I got your call sign down. Alright, well, how are you doing this afternoon? Sorry, I'm kind of new, so I don't really know the stuff. So, yeah, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, just great. Sitting up here in East Ottawa on the big lake east, Lake Huron. And, we're just, actually, I'm cooking some cow and watching YouTube, Roger. How about you?
now my best friend, he's over at my house right now, and he's been eating some curly fries because I really like curly fries, and I also ate some chicken nuggets and just had some dinner. It was really good, so yeah.
So you're not out deer hunting, apparently.
No, I'm not really into hunting that much. I'm not out deer hunting.
Well, damn it, Bobby. Get another hobby, and, I just came back in. I just decided to come back into the house and said, maybe next weekend.
I'm not really into deer hunting that much, but I do have a couple other hobbies. I like trains, and I like weather and stuff, meteorology, stuff like that.
Yeah, I used to be big into the weather. When I was a child, lived down in Arkansas in the 70s, and when the tornadoes, oh man, I started getting into weather and all kinds of stuff out there. But it's one of the reasons why I got on the 2-meter band, right, sir?
Right. Yeah, those tornadoes can get pretty bad and stuff like that. I started getting into weather when I was little, when I would watch, weather YouTubers like. I'm not sure if you heard of Pico's Hank, Reed Kimmer. Those are a couple ones of storm chasing YouTubers. This is KBTVD.
Yeah, I read through that. Yeah, I see him on the YouTube channels. I followed Reed Kimmer. Oh man, he's a badass. Back when I was a kid back in the 70s. Well, we didn't have too much for radar. The only thing they could find back then was, they actually couldn't even find Santa Claus on the radar, Roger.
Right, yeah. Reed Kimmer's pretty cool. I think you were mentioning something about Santa Claus on a Santa Claus net, and yeah, I've seen something on the QRZ page about a Santa net on somewhere, so. Yeah.
Well, I was saying back in the early 70s, like 73, 1974-ish, the only time they ever pulled up a radar was when they said, here comes Santa Claus. And I was like, what? What are you supposed to believe when you're 10 or 11 years old, right?
Yeah, yep. So, yeah, I don't really know what else to talk about, so I guess I'm just going to, I'll let you go. It was nice talking to you. You have a good rest of your day. Hope to see you on the air again soon. 73 from KF8CPP, I'll be going clear and monitoring.
KF8CPP, this is Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, East Dallas, we're clear.
KF8CPP, this is
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees.
KFHCPP, this is KFHCLO, do you copy?
This is KFHCPP, yes, I do have a copy. Heard you loud and clear.
All right, well, I'm going to hop on here for a little bit. I'm on 539, there's going to be hopefully that slow scan net tonight. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but... Because they just mentioned about not doing the mess, but, you know. Anyway.
Oh, they mentioned about not doing the net. Oh, well, that's kind of sad. Oh, well, we'll see if it happens or not. Just have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see if they're running up still. KFHCLO.
Right, yeah. I'll have to see if they're running them still, like you said. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to his award again, because he's talking on repeaters for 72 hours straight, man. I don't know. He was talking on that for a while. I'm just making up random dialogue now. I don't know. Oh, I have a ringing in my ear. But it's because of my radio fan. It sounds like a ringing in my ears. My nose is clogged too. Sorry, all that outside work we were doing earlier today. You know, back at the house now, so. At least it's warmer in here than it is outside.
Right, yeah, at least it is warmer in my little cozy place right now as well. Away from the cold weather. So, yeah.
All right, well, I don't know if we're going to run that net at 7 o'clock or whatnot. I was going to run the Sunday, net for Sundays for the weekend. The weekend will have two nets, the New Ham and the Sunday Rag too. I don't know what your opinion on that, running it at 7 o'clock every week. That way everyone's home from work and able to do it.
Did you say we're going to run the New Ham net on Saturday at around 7 o'clock each week?
No, I'm talking about the Sunday rag team net. If it's even a good idea to start running that. I'm asking you if it's a good idea if you want to run it or not. Or if you start it up, bring it to the repeater instead of just not having it on Sundays. I don't know. I was asking you what's your opinion on that. KFHCLL.
How would the Sunday rag team net work? Would it be like just people chatting or something? KFHCPP.
Yes, it would be just people chatting about whatever they decide to talk about. Like check-ins and... Probably just chatting about, you know, radio stuff, most probably. You know, that's just how it would work. Maybe how the weather's been and... I was thinking about running that. See, that'd be an hour from now, so. I don't know. What's your opinion on that, though? Good idea to run it or no? I don't know. Like, should we?
Yeah, I guess we could try to give it a go at around 7. I've got to take my shower first, though, so I'll probably do that in a little bit, but, yeah, I guess you could try. I mean, it'd be fun to just chat with hams and stuff in a net, so. Guess you could try. Give it a go.
Yeah, bringing nets to the ham radio repeaters is sometimes fun because, you know, I need them. I don't know if this one has any. Except for the Saturday one, the one on Saturday that I'm running now. Because I switched from the WADCI repeaters for now, because they keep having problems. There's that interference that you heard the noise. It sounds weird. I don't know what it is. And I'll key up on one of those repeaters, and it's usually only one repeater that it's happening to at one time. And, yeah. Key up, and then it starts coming through. And that's no good. I don't know if they can turn the squelch case up on those repeaters or what, but I don't know if that would help, and then it decreases the, kind of decreases range a little bit, because you have to be closer to get a better signal. I would text them, I don't know. But, back to you, Ricky.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the WADCI repeaters even do that noise in the first place. Total mystery to me. So, yeah.
All right, I'm all.
Did you say you were back? I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, I'm back. Not a noise this one anyway. It's being stupid. I don't know what's going on.
Did you switch to Echolink just now? I see your signal's coming in a little differently.
Yeah, I did. And it's being stubborn. I think I have to talk this close to the microphone so you can hear me. So, yeah, it's got a two-minute timeout timer, and I'm holding space down, and as soon as I let go, I think it lets off my transmitter, so, or lets off the transmission, also. However, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Lima Lima, so back to you, Ricky.
Right, yeah. Well, actually, I think I'm going to get off of here for right now, because I've got to take my shower and stuff, so... Yeah, it was nice talking to you as always, and I'll see you around. We'll definitely see you on the air again. So, yeah, 73 from KF8CPP will be going clear. 73 from KF8CLO as well. All right. We will be going clear with you on your final. However they say that, I don't know what it means, but, yeah. Anyhow, yep, and take a shower, and I'll probably run that night at 7. I just tried to. I might not, because it was a pain yesterday. I'm not really in the mood for it, so I might start it next Saturday, after I get from that Saturday issue. Yeah, all right, well, I will be going clear. KFACLR will be going clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 40 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 39 degrees.
KFACPP, this is KFACLO, are you out there? This is KFACPP, yes, I am here. I copy your signal perfectly.
Sorry, just looking for a quick signal. I'm making sure I'm walking here. Well, I guess I'm going to go for now. So. I'll probably hop on here tomorrow after school. And then on Tuesday to run the Tuesday net. I'm going to move the Tuesday one to this repeater as well. So, anyway, day 73, and I guess I'm going clear after this. I just needed a quick signal check, so I'm off clear now. So, KFHBOO, we'll be going clear with you.
Alrighty then, 73 to you as well. KFHCPP will be going clear as well.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 38 degrees.